Spanish Lake was and still is. It's a small, it's not even technically a town. It's an unincorporated area. And it was made up primarily of middle to lower class, at that time, white families. And it had a rural flavor to it. It was far enough away from the city that it had kind of a country vibe. So I think it was kind of a, I don't know, an all-American town, I guess is how you would describe it.
And things really changed, and it seems that white flight was a big part of it. I mean, in doing this, did you come to think that this was racism that was behind it, or was there more going on?
And it's a really great question. I from my growing up there, I definitely knew it was going to be race-related. In the 90s, there was a very big transition in the area, and it was something that the neighbors talked about. I heard, you know, classmates talk about it, and you could literally see it. You could see the houses start going up for sale, and neighbors were panicking. And so it was well known and talked about, and it was kind of seen as an invasion, you know, better get out before it's too late. When you grow up in St. Louis, specifically in North County or Spanish Lake, you're really led to believe that, you know, race does determine property value and can also bring crime and negative stereotypes to an area. So growing up there, you really do think that, oh no, you know, black people are moving in and you better get out. And until you leave that environment, you can really see that that's not how a lot of the other big cities work. You can see that there's something going on that, you know, really needed to be uncovered.
How hard was it to get people to open up about this in Spanish Lake and to talk honestly, and specifically the black community? I would think they'd be a little suspicious of a white filmmaker coming in and asking them questions about the changes in the community.
You know, what's really interesting is that I didn't get a lot of resistance with the subject matter. Even when my first round of shooting, when nobody knew about this project and they took it at face value, and, you know, this is just the tale of Spanish Lake, which is it was, but they didn't know that I might have, you know, came up with some other questions that dealt more with race. When I did ask those questions, I didn't encounter any resistance. They were pretty honest. I will say some of them were probably a little bit apprehensive in terms of what they said or how they said it, but nobody denied that there had been a big racial change in the area and that some people harbored some bitter feelings about it or some nostalgia. Everybody was very generous and very open with me. So, you know, I'm just fortunate, I guess.
You studied film at Webster University and then you moved to LA. And from what I've read, you edited a lot of movie trailers. I mean, are you still doing some of that or are you mostly focused on documentaries now?
After I went to Webster, I moved to Los Angeles and I got a job editing. I was an assistant editor editing movie trailers. And then I kind of, you know, went up the ranks and became just an editor. And then I began editing documentaries kind of by chance, but I enjoyed it and the work just kept coming and I worked on several of those. And I just wrapped up a job as a visual effects line producer on the upcoming movie Battleship. So it's been kind of tricky to juggle, you know, Spanish Lake with the other film, but it's been worth it. You know, it's a labor of love.